You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We are in, this is part four of a sermon I preached a week ago at Island. It's entitled The Winning Mindset. This is wrapping up the sermon. It's a look at how to get through trials and trouble. It's a look at how James could possibly say to count it all joy when you encounter various trials. And he tells us the reason for, you know, it's not for nothing. These trials which we endure, it's not for nothing. That's why he says, knowing that, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that. The testing of your faith develops, I love the NIV there, it says develops. Endurance, it's like being in God's dark room. You know what the worst thing you could ever do in a dark room? It's turn the light on. Are you in God's dark room today? Let me encourage you. There is a sign hanging around your neck, friend. It says, work in progress. Philippians 1:6, it says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God's not done with you yet. God is not done with you yet. You got that sign hanging around your neck. It says, work in progress. Men at work, or we should say, God at work. God is at work in you. And James says, somehow, some way to count it all joy when you fall into these trials, knowing that there's a purpose for it. God is developing the same thing in you that he developed in David when David went up to someone 9'6" and said, pardon me, friend, but get out of my face. That's what this sermon is. This is the last part. Let's get to it now. The winning mindset.
Next up, please. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Timothy 4:16, Paul says this. He says, at my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. Then he says this, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Now the NIV says this, the Lord stood at my side. Let me ask a question. Is that literal or is that figurative? This is right before Paul died. Nero was about to have him beheaded, end of his life. He said, all my friends forsook me, but the Lord didn't forsake me, and the Lord stood by my side. Question, literal or figurative? I guess you'd have to be there to find that out, right? Let me ask the question. Has that happened literal in the past? Sure it has. We just looked at it. The three Hebrews in the burning fiery furnace. There's a fourth person in there with him, and he looks just like the Son of God. How they knew that 600 years before. This is literal. This is something you have to go through to have this happen in your life. I can't tell you about him being with you other than reading it to you. this is something that will only happen to you at the end, when it's either deny Christ or die at the very end, when you say, bring forth what thou wilt. At that confession of faith and trust in Jesus Christ is when, according to the word of God, I'll say to you, he'll be right there beside you. But your life has to get to that point to have that happen, I'd imagine. I don't think it's figurative. We've seen it happen literally before. I believe it's going to happen that way again, if and so be it that that's what would happen. If it ever comes down to that. Paul had a quiet confidence in an inner peace that God was in control of his circumstances. One more example. Back to the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 17. What sermon on a winning mindset would be complete without David and Goliath? 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 24. This is a look at two prevailing mindsets, or the tale of two mindsets. Every living soul on planet Earth at crunch time will be defined by one of these two. And anyway, like I said before, none of this stuff applies to unbelievers. What a waste to die without knowing Christ. A Muslim on an airplane or an atheist on the Titanic. All this stuff, everything we looked at, you can just put a big N-A next to it without Jesus Christ. All this doesn't apply to you. If your name is not in the book, if you have not received Jesus Christ, if you don't call him Lord and Savior, none of this applies to you. This applies to those that have their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. First of the two mindsets, chapter 17, 1 Samuel 17, verse 23. Now, as he talked with them, now David had gone to where the battle was. David's father sent him out with a donkey full of cheese and bread to go out and help those that were in the fight. So as he talked with them, there was a champion, the Philistine of Gath, whose name was Goliath, coming up from the army of the Philistines, and spoke according to the same words, and David heard them. Verse 24, all the men of Israel, when they saw that man, fled from him, and were dreadfully afraid. Underline that phrase. Remember that. Make a note of it. Dreadfully afraid. That's the one of two mindsets you can have, faced with whatever trial it is that you're going through. With David, it was staring down someone 9'6". The first mindset, the first group of people, were dreadfully afraid. Here's the other. Verse 26. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, what'll be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Do you see that? Look at the arrogance in this kid. Not in himself, not in his own ability, but in the realization that God was for him. You see, the realization in your life that God is for you is all that you need to get through anything that you're going through. If God is for you, nobody can harm you. No one can lift a finger against you. David walked, he was a kid, he walked up to someone as tall as the speaker and said, who is this fool? Everyone else was dreadfully afraid. But I want you to see how David got this attitude. I want you to see why he was like John Wayne. And that would be a couple verses earlier than this, starting in verse 34. Let me turn there. Chapter 17. 1 Samuel, Saul says to him, verse 33, Saul said to David, you can't fight against this guy. You're a youth. He's a man of war. David said to Saul, servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion and a bear came out and took the lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and I struck it. I delivered the lamb from its mouth. When it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. You see, right after this happened, right after God came through with a tremendous victory in his life, then he's walking down the street here and he sees a guy 9'6". And what was his attitude? Get out of my face. That came through God coming through in his life and trials, which is why the Bible tells you to count it all joy when it happens to you. God's producing this spiritual nitroglycerin in you when you abide under his hand and let him see you through whatever trial that you're going through. That is why you hear these unseen, these contrary words of counting it all joy when you fall into trials. I mean, how else could he say this if not God was not working behind the scenes? What comes to mind for me out of this is this verse. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's Matthew 12:34. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. From King David's to Daniel in the lion's den, to Shadrach and the two others in the furnace, to Paul and Silas in the prison, to Polycarp, bring forth what thou wilt, to Antipas, who walks into a bronze kettle. The answer is, do what you will, do what you will, do what you will. I am more than a conqueror. So what inspired these people to possess an attitude like this? I actually have an answer to this. What inspired them? Two things. Number one, a deep trust in God. Number two, the belief that God would do what he said. And for us New Testament believers, we could have point number three, an inner peace that only comes through knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. Listen to what Paul said. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? David said, in God I put my trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? This is the winning mindset. This is what Antipas had that put him in a bronze kettle. All these saints had the absolute conviction that God was on their side. My question is, how about you? Do you have the assurance that God is for you? Or should I ask the question, is God for you? I don't even want to assume that. Is God for you?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of